We will do that through a concerted effort. Governments, private sector, international organizations, non-state actors, civil society, all of us together will be able to connect a modest sum, 1 million women entrepreneurs to markets, but we wanted to start modest and demonstrate that it can be done. And then if we do it, and when we do it, scale it up. Go to 2 million, go to 5 million. But we can only do it if we take it as a societal issue, if all actors in the economy, men and women working together, look at the social-cultural changes that need to happen, the perception that women are not part of the economy. We need to change that. We need to change the legal discriminations. We need to work on empowering women to be more competitive, to offer better products and services. We have to help women with access to finance. And finally, we have to make sure we connect the women to buyers so that their income, their earnings are sustainable.
In the Pacific, often businesses are very small indeed. Will women in this region be able to be part of the She Trades program?
Absolutely, yes. In today's world, size is a relative concept. I just came from Fiji, where the International Trade Center is working with hundreds of farmers in ginger, in cassava, in taro, in cocoa, in kava, connect them to international markets. This is not a dream. This is happening. And a lot of these farmers are women farmers. So it doesn't matter if your economy is small, the size of Fiji. If it's the case, then what you have to do is focus on maybe smaller volumes of higher value added, go for niche products. But you can also be a successful woman in business, even if you are in a small economy called Fiji. This is why we would want the She Trades Initiative and the SheTrade.com app that goes with it to be used by as many women in business in the Pacific as possible so that we can help connect them to international markets.
By Pacific standards, Fiji is seen as big, but you have programs in other Pacific Island countries. What sort of things do you have to offer there?
Well, we are at the moment in PNG, we are in Vanuatu, we are in Samoa, we're starting in Tonga. Our message is always the same: use trade to generate jobs, foster development, reduce poverty. Do trade in the products that the islands, in which the islands have a comparative advantage. Very often it's going to be in processed agricultural products, as is the case in Fiji. In the case of PNG, it may be in the area of Bilum, with Bilum weavers. In the case of Vanuatu, it will be by linking the horticultural sector to the tourism sector, the big market in Vanuatu being the tourism sector. In Samoa, it's going to be by connecting women to government procurement markets. All of this is areas in which we are already working, in which there are women thriving, women we want to support with the generous support of Australia's development aid called Aid for Trade. But this is possible. My message is every woman in every part of this world must know that they, with the right products and the right services, they can connect to international markets.
And just what difference would it make to communities in Pacific Island countries if your aims for connecting women to exporting came to pass?
Well, what we know is that companies that export are more productive, they are more competitive, they employ more, and they pay better. So at the end of the day, it's about the income that the women can earn by participating in international trade. In the case of Fiji, I saw this with my own eyes last week. The farmer who was earning 25 cents per kilo last year now earns 65 cents per kilo. So it's three times the amount of what he was earning or she was earning before. So at the end of the day, participating in international trade is about getting a better income, getting a better deal from participating in international trade.